855. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at Free Talk Live, believe free, by going right to your phone calls. That is what the show is all about. Let's start things by talking to Brian in New Hampshire. He is here, hopefully, to update us on his situation, just to bring folks up to speed, especially since we have new weeknight listeners down there in Charlottesville, Virginia, on WCHB. It was now at least 2, if not 3 weeks ago, that the state of New Hampshire, the government, came to your property, Brian, on a Monday morning, and they essentially raided you and stole a dozen of your horses, making allegations about how you were mistreating them. And they, of course, as we when we took a close look at the situation, we discovered that, as usual, these government guys are not even bothering to try to follow their own rules. They did not send you any kind of warnings to suggest that, hey, we're thinking about taking your horses because of these allegations. They just showed up with a bunch of cops and a bunch of volunteers and raided your property and stole your horses.
With no allegations.
Well, I mean, they'd made some allegations, but there was nothing really too official. You could barely get any information out of these people. It was the
you should get a piece of paper, at the very least.
Well, he did get a piece of paper. It was
I'd like
the
to
warrant,
hear about that.
But it turns out that most of the warrant wasn't even complete, and it's like half the warrant's been locked down. What's the word for it, Brian? Were they?
It's sealed.
Sealed, that's right. They sealed the rest of the warrant. They sealed a handful of other things as well. And it's been, I think, at least a week since we've talked to you. So I don't know what has developed in that time. So, first of all, did I recap appropriately?
Oh, yeah. You did a great job. It was a week ago yesterday.
I mean, we didn't even talk about some of the scummier things about how when they showed up at your house, they had tape over their license plates, these volunteers. So they were illegally driving around, and the cops didn't care. They didn't do anything about it. You got video footage of it. It's available on YouTube. I don't know what the quickest way to get there. Probably what the quickest way to get to your video would be.
If you type SPCA arrest in YouTube, you'll see... you'll see this one, and then the event back in November where they arrested my son Cooper for videotaping a cop with the, next to this SPCA guy that kind of led up to this whole thing, I believe.
And as we found out, this is not an unusual case in that there have been many other horse owners who've been essentially terrorized by these SPCA people coming in there trying to tell them exactly how they need to take care of their animals. And a lot of these people's cases, there was no abuse going on. There's no starvation going on. You guys had moved across the country from Colorado, and that can be a bit of a stressful situation. As a result, there might have been a handful of horses that weren't eating as much as they perhaps would have normally had they still been in their old home in Colorado. And it's not for lack of food. Y'all had plenty of food there. It's just that, you know, I guess they just weren't fat enough for the state or something like that. I mean, have you ever even found out what they had to say?
Everything is sealed. I talked to the sergeant here, and he says, "Oh well, you know, we can give you 6 horses, you know, once you can show appropriate shelter." Okay. Well, what about the other 6? Well, we can't. You know, I can't tell anything about that yet. You know, where are they? Well, they're being taken care of. And I had to ask him, are they still alive? I mean, because this organization has a habit of euthanizing horses that they think are not are not fit. Who knows what their criteria are? They don't want horses to take care of. They want horses to adopt to people paying money to the SPCA. This is a scam. That's all it's about. And the farther I go down the rabbit hole on this thing, the farther it just stinks. I mean, I used to support the SPCA. I mean, what could be better? You know, we don't want any cruelty to animals. This is not about cruelty to animals. It's about generating revenue for this organization that is just so corrupt that I can't have words that are safe for the FCC right now.
Now, one of the reasons why you were targeted, we have to go back a little bit, back to, I think it was November, when this SPCA bureaucrat showed up at your house. Well, you weren't home. Your son Cooper was. And Cooper would not allow this bureaucrat onto your property. He was making demands about how he has to inspect the property, and Cooper basically said, well, my dad's not here, and you know, I'm not authorized to allow you on here, so come back another time. They brought a cop out. the cop tried to, you know, make the same assertions. Cooper refused to let him on, and Cooper was also videotaping the entire thing. When the cop decided he no longer wished to be videotaped, which he can't do, Cooper's on his own property. He certainly has the right to videotape other people on that are on the outside or on his property. But the cop didn't care about that, so he went and arrested your son and then hauled him down to the station and let him go after lecturing him. But that's one of the reasons why they're targeting you, because you and your family were willing to stand up for your freedom. You were willing to stand up and defend your property rights. And these guys are used to people just rolling over for them. They're used to people just capitulating and allowing them to do whatever it is that they demand. And so they didn't take too kindly to that, which is why all of a sudden, out of nowhere, 2 or 3 months later, they show up and they steal your horses from you. And as you say, they're trying to essentially sell those horses.
Well, yeah, they have to get meat in order to adopt. This is the adoption season. And let me tell you, Ian, I'm a computer guy, right? I'm a city guy. I'm here in the country, and Heidi really loves the horses, and you know I'm kind of part of that. But I never really realized what it is that I'm a part of. I've gotten so many calls, just people calling on the home phone. It doesn't have any voicemail. It barely even rings most of the time. I get people calling me from all over the state, all over the country, saying they did this to me too. The SPCA took it, and it seems that it's always around this time of year. It's the spring. You know, people don't adopt horses in the fall because, you know, it's expensive. It is expensive. They don't want to take care of them all winter. They can't ride them. Hmm. They adopt them in the spring. And I found out that the investigator, this guy who telling us who got Cooper arrested, his salary comes out of the adoption budget of the SPCA. He doesn't get paid.
Wow. Okay. So people pay a certain amount.
He doesn't get a commission on it, right? He doesn't get a commission for how many horses are adopted. Please don't say that.
I don't think he gets a commission, but his salary is paid out of the adoption fund.
So if they don't adopt horses out to people,
or dogs or cats or anything else that they can sell,
he doesn't make money.
Well, there's no money to pay his salary. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It comes. Wow. That's just sort of the wing of the breakout. The way their little tree works. He's under the adoption budget, and it's pretty clear that that's what he's involved in.
Yeah, the cruelty budget or the enforcement budget, whatever. His money comes out of the adoption budget.
What does it cost to adopt a horse? What does it cost to adopt a horse as compared to a dog?
I have no idea. You think I'm going to call the SPCA and say I want to adopt a horse?
Yeah.
I don't know. I imagine it would be more than a dog. I mean, it costs you $400 or $500 to get a dog. I mean, you got to get the shots. You got to get them neutered. I mean, you go down to adopt a free pet, and it's like this donation, right? They don't say you have to have it, but you ain't walking out of there until you pay $200 for this pet.
So it's a lot easier to go and just steal somebody's dozen horses and adopt those out at, $500 or $1,000 a piece or something like that, and make your budget, as opposed to adopting out 50 dogs.
Well, they probably found that they can operate more profitably as a pet store that people can donate to, rather than, because obviously regular pet stores, they don't get donations.
Mm-hmm.
And, regular not-for-profits that don't have anything for people to get, anything for them to walk away with, well, they don't make as much money either. Here they have a living, breathing item that people want, and plus they have this good feeling about it. So.
And they have the ability to just come and walk in on your property and steal it.
Nice.
Police approval and assistance. So what else have you learned recently, Brian?
It's even worse. It's even worse than that because, this is a pet store where they get there, where they steal their inventory. Wouldn't you love to have a store where you didn't have to pay for inventory and you could get top dollar? And not only that, how many pet stores do you know can send out a press release after a front-page news article to get people just to send money for nothing? That's exactly what the SPCA did. This case was so egregious, it was on the front page of the local paper, the Manchester paper, one of the biggest in the state, for 2 days, front page news. And so the SPCA, instead of saying, oh, we're ashamed of taking these healthy animals, instead they said, oh, this is the largest, seizure we've had in modern history, modern memory. Send us money to take care of these poor animals.
Wow. Now, are you expecting them to bill you? Let's say that they give you, the cop was, and I've got more questions, so hang on. We're going to bring Brian and Travis back here as one of the activists that moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, had his horses stolen from him. We're going to return to this in a moment and take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. It's just so frustrating to think about this and the fact that these guys get away with this stuff. What do you do about this? You beg, you plead, you entreat, and hopefully get your horses back? It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features including, by the way, archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page. Going back for an entire year on us at freetalklive.com. And if you want to the best chance at liberty in your lifetime, you should take a close look at the Free State Project. We're talking with Brian Travis right now. He is a Free Stater. He's somebody who picked up his life, moved here to New Hampshire, brought his family, brought almost two dozen horses with him, and then found himself attacked by the state government people because, well, his family was willing to stand up for themselves and stand up for their freedoms, which is kind of a message the state would like to send. The state would like to send the message that if you mess with us, if you mess with our little system, with our little scam, our little monopoly on violence, if you threaten the system that we've set up, then we will come after you and your loved ones, and we will do our best to destroy your life and to ruin whatever level of happiness you were enjoying. And that's what they've done to our friend Brian Travis. But if you want to learn more about Free State, the Free State Project, head over to freestateproject.org, because what's different now, and Brian's story is not unusual in that the SPCA across the country has been involved in stealing people's animals from them and apparently just adopting them out and funding their budget with stolen animals, as we're finding out. Because what's different here is that there are activists who are backing him up. As Brian pointed out, he's been getting phone calls of support. Of course, the activists are always ready to do what it takes to help out in situations like this. You guys had, Brian's back with us here, you guys had a build day where Free Staters and other liberty-minded people here in New Hampshire came up to your home, and they all got out with hammers and wood and whatever else they needed to do, and they got out there and they repaired some of the damage that had happened to, I guess, the horse shelters you had built on your property. There was a horrible ice storm late December, and that, I guess, did some damage. So this tremendous community of activist support is behind you, whereas if the same thing had happened in the place where you lived before, it would have been very difficult. I would say it would be much more difficult to face down a situation like this, and you are facing it down, Brian. You're not backing down from these people. You'd like to get your horses back, and to that end, you're trying to do whatever you possibly can in order to do that, whether that's working inside the system or whatever. And what is the status on that? You'd mentioned that there were six horses that they kind of were holding over your head like a carrot and saying, well, we'll let you have these back, but you have to put the shelter up. And the shelters were up, so you went out and you repaired these shelters. Am I missing anything?
There's so many comments I had during I was thinking of as you were going through that. One thing that is significant here that hit me again and again as I talked to people who just called me out of the blue from all over the country, mostly in New Hampshire because they read the news articles, is that these people are, I don't want to say poor, but they certainly can't afford a legal defense for anything. I mean, these people have horses, they live on the farms, you know, they just live by themselves, maybe they have a couple acres, you know, near the town.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that these are the people that the SPCA and these bureaucrats prey on because they know they can get the meat. They know they can do that.
Well, the horses. When you say the meat, it sounds like they're running a slaughterhouse. They're looking for horses.
Hey, so they take a horse from me. How do I know where they slaughter it or give it away for adoption? Of course, they're going to give it away for adoption. But yeah, it's all about the meat. And so it's like they read about something, they hear about something, you know, this woman doesn't have enough, you know, money to pay for her horses, or, you know, this guy over here has a bunch of dogs and, you know, he's having trouble with economic times or whatever. Well, there was a rescue that was out here because Heidi was having a little, you know, trouble getting feed, and she and I keep our finances separate, and, you know, that's her thing, and I've got my things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they caught wind of this thing, and I'm sure that's where it started. Oh, look at this thing. We got some racehorses here, and we got somebody who doesn't have enough money to defend herself. And it just seems, you know, I don't have any evidence I can put my fingers on, but it just seems I've seen that kind of thing again and again. Well, they didn't know that we've got the backing here. We've got the people back here. We set up a chip-in fund right away, and we got $1,500 just in a couple of days.
That's pretty good.
Just from people who are chipping in because they want to help out this situation.
So you mentioned that it was her money and that she was financing this, and y'all were actually having trouble with finances. So there's truth to the allegation that perhaps there wasn't as much food as could have been at one point?
Well, no. The difference is she likes to feed her horses free hay, which means big round bales in the in the horse area where they can just eat 24/7.
I've seen those.
Yeah, big round barrels, and we've got a big, tractor that loads the stuff in there. But, those are kind of hard to find here in the winter, especially after the ice storm. And so she had to go to the smaller bales, the 70-pound bales, which the horses ate just as much, but it was more work to, get out there three times a day and, give the hay to these horses. So it wasn't a matter that the horses were fed or not fed. It was the matter of, how much human energy it takes to get all this stuff done, plus all the other stuff that you have to do during the day.
So how did that come into play? I don't understand. It's a matter of the human energy. What are we talking about here? So there wasn't a big pile of hay. I thought I saw a big pile of hay, actually.
There were big piles of hay, but there was about a 3 or 4 week period when we couldn't get the round bales, and so we had to get the smaller square bales, which you can get. They're a lot more expensive.
So it looked like
feed them.
I'm sorry. So it looked like to somebody who would see, expecting to see a big round bale, because that's the way she normally puts it, that suddenly there was no food because you were throwing out these little, you were tossing out the 70-pound bales?
Well, okay, this gets back to the affidavit, which was attached to the search warrant, which gives probable cause for the judge to say there's a search warrant that's valid.
The affidavit that you couldn't read?
Somebody came by and said, well, those babies in the front there, of course, it's right by the road. That was our mistake. Those babies in the front don't have any food. Well, they don't have any food right now this minute because they just ate the breakfast and they're waiting for lunch. It's all about the perception. It's not about the horses being unhealthy. It's all
right.
About the...
it's not about helping you either. Problems. It's not about doing anything to try to be of any assistance. The SPCA didn't come and knock on your door, and they didn't say, hey, Brian, we've heard that there are people that are concerned about your horses. We want to just make sure is there anything we can do to help you out here, because, we're wondering if they're okay. Are you able to get the food that you need to? Can we provide you with, the vendors that you need to know about to get the stuff you're looking for? There was never any offer of assistance. There was never any offer of, hey, how can we help you resolve this problem so you can keep your horses? It was just all of a sudden, one morning, there they are, stealing your horses from you.
Yes, a dozen armed men stealing horses.
Yep, we call those wrestlers.
That's pretty much where it started.
What's the chip-in fund, Brian? Where can people go to help you out with
this? CWF, it's Castlewood Farms, so it's cwf.chipin.com.
Now, keep us in the loop and let us know what continues to develop here, because as you said, most of the documents are still sealed. Nobody from the SPCA is really even talking to the media, and you still have not gotten any, zero. You've gotten zero of your 12 horses back at this point.
Actually, there's a little bit more information.
Oh, is there? Okay, well, we'll hold you over for that. Hang on. 800-259-9231. More with Brian Travis. 800-259-9231. And this could happen to you. Even if you aren't a horse owner, they could take whatever animals you have if they decide to target you for whatever reason. And as he was pointing out, if you're poor enough, that's a good enough reason, because they know you can't fight it. Free Talk Live.
Due to sensations in your legs, you are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
my pack light has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The pack light comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a pack light. Visit us at 9voltlight.com.
That's 9voltlight.com or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system. Got over 450,000 posts. A lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at freetalklive.com, and you can go straight to the BBS by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. And you can also find the Adult Friend Finder banner at the freetalklive.com website. It's the world's largest adult social networking site, and Sex Personals, over 19 million members. Let them help you find that sexy someone to hook up with tonight. Adult Friend Finder, see their banner at freetalklive.com. We go back to Brian Travis. He is in New Hampshire. He had his home raided by the police a few weeks ago. They stole a dozen horses, and it's just an absolute outrage. But the activists are doing whatever they can to back you up, and you're not going to just take this sitting down. You're willing to make a stand and fight for your horses. So you had more information you wanted to share, Brian. I wanted to make sure you got a chance. Go ahead.
Yeah, the last point I wanted to make is that we were looking at the statutes, and it's not the SPCA. The SPCA doesn't have any authority to bring a search warrant. It's the town, my little town of Candia.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who have to get the evidence that there was a crime committed, fill out an affidavit, go to the judge with this affidavit and a application for search warrant. I'm learning way more about search warrants than I want to right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge then says whether or not there is probable cause, which is in their constitution. They apparently did this, even though the affidavit is sealed. We don't know who it is who complained about it. We haven't been able to face our accuser. Everything is sealed. But we were also looking through the statutes, and we found out that the our little town, if there are no charges filed, that is, if they go in and do this thing according to whatever their rules are, that they can seize horses, if they don't charge, file any charges, then the town is responsible for the care of the horses. taxes while they have them in their possession.
So that means that you will not, and that actually was the question I was going to ask, but it's based on it. So that means that you probably will not receive a bill for taking care of the horses while they had them?
No, what that means is that there will certainly be charges filed, no matter what they find out. Because if they don't file any charges, they're responsible for the bill. They're going to bring us our horses back and say, "See you later," and they'll have to pay for all these, you know, charges with the vets and whatever else they've done, these tests they've done for their diseases and their health certificates and whatever else they want.
So you believe they're going to charge you, and then they can hit you with the bill. Is basically what's
going to happen. Yes. Well, once they charge Heidi with any kind of one of their rules, then they're off the hook for the charges.
Well, then that means it's going
to
happen.
They have an incentive not to file charges, even though they're in the wrong.
Now, so that means the charges are going to be filed because they have to have some reason to charge you for the... They don't want to pay for the bill.
But wait, what if there's no conviction?
I'm not sure about that. They'll do this plea bargaining thing or whatever probably at some point, and, I can't discuss the legal strategies right now, but who knows what's going to happen when they do that.
But I would not be
surprised if the charges don't get filed within the next day or so.
Somehow I doubt that come the next property tax bill, you're going to be allowed to just say, okay, you charged us $3,000 to take care of this. Let's take that off the property taxes. Because, I mean, you've already paid these people. They're using your money to go after you and feed the horses.
It's not only that. They've used the front page story about this. The SPCA has used that. They put out a press release saying, "Oh, please send us money to take care of these poor horses."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure the SPCA has gotten a boatload of money for this because these horse people are wacky.
Wow. All right, Brian. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That's probably about it. I'll keep you posted as things happen.
Thanks for the update, and I thank you for the call, and keep up the good work out there. You are a courageous guy, and thanks for standing up on this. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Dan.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air.
This is Dan in Evansville, Indiana, Indianapolis, but that's okay.
What's on your mind, Dan?
That's all right. When I dialed in the number, I didn't know about the topic that you guys had been talking about at the time, Mr. Travis's horses being stolen, which is a travesty. I had originally wanted to talk to you regarding the...
Travesty. Is that a joke? Is that a pun?
No, I didn't think about that. No, I hadn't given that any thought, but no, I wasn't trying to be funny.
Okay.
I thought that was just horrible and stuff, what they had done to him, but what I originally wanted to talk to you about was Schenectady, New York. I can't even say the name of that stupid town.
The martial law story where New York is looking at declaring martial law. We had a caller last night say it had actually happened. We took a look at the news, and it apparently had not yet happened, though he was claiming that he heard it from a National Guardsman. Of course, it was hearsay. But the truth is they are looking at a martial law situation in Schenectady.
Yeah, kind of like shooting rabbits with an elephant gun, ain't it? But I mean, that's neither here nor there. I wanted to talk about the idea that I had come up with as I was dialing your number on the phone here, and what I thought about is a pet store. as a protest, SPCA stolen pets store, stolen pet store.
How would you, you mean like some sort of street theater or?
Yeah, street theater. They could just basically have a bunch of little beanie babies and stuff on top of a table with written handouts of the whole story. Where would you
do something like that? Out in front of their offices in some more public location?
Oh, I definitely want to go with something public, Railroad Square, if it was in Keene or, anywhere where they let you.
Well, I think the more street theater, the better, wherever it ends up happening.
People like a good show.
Yeah, a creative kind of activism like that is, I think, pretty cool. Thank you, Dan, for the idea and the call tonight. 800-259-9231. There's been a little bit of that's happened up here, but street theater... It really isn't something that occurs very often in the activist realm, at least not in ours.
Well, Dave did the puppet show, the marionette show.
Yep, that's true. And there were a couple folks that dressed up like Nazi guards during the Real ID protest, which was pretty cool. Lauren and her husband. So 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. As always, you can bring up absolutely anything. We go to the national scene where Time Magazine has been pushing the idea of national slavery pretty heavily over the past few years. And now they have gone so far as to actually have a propaganda piece written by, or at least allegedly written by, Barack Obama himself. It's called A New Era of Service Across America. And so I figured we'll share what the old Prez has to say here about national service. Now,
I'm dying to hear it.
Now, in case you don't know what national service is, well, it's basically slavery with a neat new label on it.
It's conscription, if you want to try to keep it academic, which is slavery. It's forced servitude.
Right. Conscription sounds nice, but in fact...
Well, not really. Conscription is kind of a dirty word to most people.
I think it beats slave.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you want to call it, it is involuntary servitude.
So here's what he has to say, again from a recent issue of Time magazine. It says, I started my career more than two decades ago as a community organizer on the south side of Chicago, working with churches to help neighborhoods that have been devastated by plant closings. Block by block, we fought to create job training programs, improve housing conditions, and help people live their lives with some measure of dignity. Eventually, I realized that I wasn't just helping other people. Through service, I also found a community that embraced me, a church to belong to, and the direction I'd been seeking. Through service, I found that my own story fit into a larger American story. Sounds great so far, right? Helping people out, working with the community, helping people that are in need get the things that they're looking for. Who could disagree with that?
I can't think of anyone.
Right. And this is what you're going to see here is you're going to see them consistently conflating helping people and volunteerism with working for the government, which is what national service actually is. He continues. He says it's an experience that Americans of all ages and backgrounds have every day on battlefields and in classrooms. Battlefields. Are you serving anybody? Oh, I see. That's called military service. So even though you're not really serving, like, poor people or helping anybody, that's considered
you're
service.
You're serving the state. I think yeah. There he's reverting to the true meaning of the service.
Right. We're in the second paragraph, and he's reverted to the true
meaning
of service.
Serving up bullets to the camel jockeys.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. We continue this and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on as many radio stations as we possibly can. Get on more MP3 players around the world and help put the message of freedom into more ears across the planet. So if that's valuable to you, you can help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, of course, the Free Talk Live AMP program is a completely voluntary option, unlike the coming National Service program is going to be for all young people in America, as we've touched on recently and as Barack Obama will mention here in his propaganda piece in Time magazine. There are a couple of different pieces of legislation that are being considered right now to bring this National Service program into existence. And right now he's talking about how he was a volunteer in the South Side of Chicago, and then he immediately segues into conflating volunteerism with working for the state. As he says that Americans...
You know, I was... Yes. Before you go on, I'm just thinking about, like... Okay, is Time Magazine unbiased here? If your magazine has the opportunity to have an article written by the President of the United States of America...
Shouldn't it be a counterpoint?
I mean, I, first off, can anything you say be considered unbiased on this subject? I mean, you know, he's now a contributing author. Secondly, you know, how important is this to Barack Obama and, you know, his cronies?
Pretty important.
Right. If he's willing to, you know,
he's the pitch man.
Get one of his speechwriters to write an article for him, and he slaps his name on it, and he's willing to stoop as low as, you know, being an article writer. I mean, it's all very, very, very odd.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with the idea of somebody who might be a president using the media to convey
his
message.
I have a problem with a president writing a column in anything.
They have the weekly radio address. Why is that? You have a problem with that too?
They're addressing the public as the holder of their office when they're giving their radio address. They're addressing people as the president.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're addressing someone in what's ostensibly a private magazine,
and it doesn't say by President Barack Obama, it says by Barack Obama.
Yeah, I think it blurs the line. Like he's taking his own personal agenda. Obviously, he has a presidential agenda, but he's going so far as to promote himself in the press. That just bothers me.
Well, I can't say that if Harry Brown had gotten elected in the year 2000 and had, you know, written some articles as Harry Brown, that it would have bothered me one iota. So I guess I can defend the guy on that point. Well, I think that people need to be able to identify propaganda when they see it.
I don't have I'm just talking about how interesting is it when you don't have, you know, unbiasedness, and how much they must want this if he's willing to debase himself in that manner. And, you know, like, I like the idea of Barack Obama using persuasion to get people to accept things. However,
that's not how it's going to work.
That's not what's going to happen here. What's going to happen is this is somebody, you know, they're smoothing out the road a little bit so that they can, you know, pass this law that will then use not persuasion but force in order to extract money from people for this program at the very least. And if not force, in order to conscribe people for this program to make people give up two years of their lives in order to be in some government make work prison.
I don't care if it's only 3 months. It may only be 3 months, but it doesn't matter. It's still taking people out of their lives and forcing them to work for a government bureaucracy, which could have all kinds of negative effects, not the least of which would be to acclimate people to working for government and essentially pitch them on a career with the state instead of something in the private world, which would create a, you know, a product or service that the marketplace might actually be demanding. State jobs don't create those things. State jobs are relatively, for the most part, make work jobs. There are some state workers that actually do work, like road crews and things like that. But let me continue with what Obama says here. He points out that last year, 62 million Americans gave 8 billion hours of service. Once again, returning to volunteerism as the idea of what he means when he says service. Back in January, he's joined with Colin Powell to ask Americans to give back on Martin Luther King Day. And the result was the largest ever turnout for that day of service, which, again, that's great. Voluntary. People can, you know, choose to help out. I think that's great. For decades, leaders from both parties have sought to promote the ethic of service. Richard Nixon expanded opportunities for senior citizens to serve. George Bush called for volunteers to serve as points of light in their communities. Bill Clinton established the Corporation for National and Community Service. And on September 11th, in the midst of a spirited general election campaign, John McCain and I put aside our differences, like there are any real differences between them, and came together in New York City to issue a joint call to public service. It was an important reminder that while our politics is often focused on what divides us, there's much more that unites us. All very flowery sounding, all very, you know, great. We're coming together. We're just trying to help out America here. Who could disagree with, you know, people coming together, even if they disagree on things and helping out? Again, sounding very positive, sounds like something that no one could disagree with. In this spirit, he says, Congress is now poised to send me bipartisan legislation. See, if both sides are in favor of it, then it must be a good idea, right? Serve America and Give Acts that, if passed, will usher in a new era of service in this new century. The legislation will help connect people at all stages of life with opportunities to serve. Huh. Were they having trouble before?
He has been pitching a lot the idea that people need opportunities to serve, as if they couldn't just go out and join a private charitable organization and start giving their time right now.
As though there aren't enough private charitable organizations out there.
As though the huge campaign of advertising that the government has in order to get people to volunteer isn't enough. Mm-hmm. They must force people. He's not saying that. But what's the next step, really?
That is it.
I mean, it's a huge campaign that they already have out there. I hear the radio ads all the time.
The Give Act, the one that the House was taking a look at right now, does create a commission that will look at what the requirements will be, or if they should move ahead with, and inevitably they're going to find out, we should move ahead with this.
What they're going to find out is that the government needs to be bigger, it needs to be more involved in people's lives, and needs to be intruding in their lives and telling them what to do.
So the Give Act forms that commission, and that's the first step on the road to actually having some sort of mandatory national service act passed. And he points out that the legislation will establish, here's an interesting term, an army of 250,000 Americans.
He did say that he wants to see a civil volunteer corps or something like that. Not that they're volunteers, mind you.
Only volunteer in that they volunteer into the position. Like, I'll work for, you know, I'll take this job.
As well funded and as powerful as the American military. Those are words he said.
He says the legislation will establish an army of 250,000 Americans per year who are willing to work and serve part-time or full-time, working to meet our most pressing challenges, from modernizing our schools to building homes for those in need. And this legislation will provide new support for social entrepreneurship, identifying and nurturing promising new service programs around the country.
Social entrepreneurship?
Yeah, what is that?
As opposed to market, as opposed to real entrepreneurship?
What is social entrepreneurship?
Well, the idea is that they can make not-for-profits that
take government
make money.
No. And make money.
That's the idea. It's one of these. It's one of
that's
these things.
Fine, this guy.
I did. I called. A local show. Not Talkback. This is the other one. The socialists. And the guy said to me. The socialist that runs the show. And he's a nice man, mind you. He said, "What if they could have a government program that worked as well and as efficiently as the free market?" And I said, "Well, what if I could shoot rose petals out of my butt?" Because, obviously, you're never going to have that.
Yeah.
But, he doesn't understand that the government runs by force. It takes its funds from people. It doesn't have to provide service to people in order to get their money.
Whenever you're running something by force, you're missing opportunities. You're not, the correct incentives aren't present.
Right.
You're not responding to market signals.
Its most basic level, when you look at the government versus some company, and I'm not saying I'm for corporations, global corporations that are taking over or anything like that. I'm just saying, when you look at the difference between government and business, a business has to provide somebody with a product or service that they want. They have to make people happy, whereas the government just has to take things from people in order to, fund itself.
He also goes on to point out, he does a bunch of political name-dropping and talks about how senators from both sides are in favor of this idea. And he says, "I urge Congress to follow their lead and to move quickly to pass it so I can sign it into law. I pledge that my administration will also do its part to help more Americans serve their communities. At this time of economic crisis, when so many people are in need of help, this work could not be more urgent." So hurry, hurry. The people are having a tough time out there. We need to just ram this legislation through. Don't you concern yourself with what it says. Don't concern yourself with actually reading the legislation. Just go ahead and pass it so we can move ahead with this service program. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But the most choice quote from this article is still to come. And we'll share that with you here in a few moments. Again, Barack Obama himself out pitching the idea of national slavery in Time magazine, of course, without using the term slavery. They're using the term service instead. But we all know what it's really about. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.